Hello again and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott and today we're digging into something that sits right at the heart of every safe food site, following procedures and keeping accurate documentation. Procedures are not there to slow you down. They're there to stop mistakes before they reach the customer. In food production, one small step skipped or one number missed on a form can make the difference between safe food and a recall notice. And it's not just about compliance, it's about protecting people, protecting jobs, and protecting your own safety on site. So understanding SOPs or safe operating procedures, they are the agreed safe way to do each task, from mixing ingredients to sanitizing equipment. They're there to tell you what to do, how to do it safely, what checks you need to make, and what to record when you're finished. We follow them step by step every time. If you're unsure or something looks off, stop and ask. Don't guess, don't improvise. It's always better to pause than to push on and get it wrong. And every safe operating procedure connects back to the site's HACCP plan. Now, HACCP is the hazard analysis and critical control points. Those critical points, like temperature checks, metal detection, or allergen changeovers, are there because getting them wrong could harm someone. So when a procedure says record temperature every hour or verify the metal detector at startup and after breaks, it's not optional, it's the safety net that protects everyone. So let's say you're running a chill production line and the SOP tells you that you need to record your production temperatures every hour. You get busy, something's going wrong, you miss a check or two. 2 hours later, you notice that the chiller door is jammed open. You have no temperature records and no proof that the product stayed safe. That can mean an entire batch is written off, or worse, could be recalled. Even worse so, that could affect somebody consuming your product. That is why the paperwork matters. So our documentation is our evidence trail. Documentation isn't paperwork for paperwork's sake. It's not just for the office. It's our proof of control. It helps to show our regulators, customers, and our own teams that we did what we said that we needed to do. Records should be completed in real time, not filled in later. They need to be legible, so there can't be any scribbles or gaps. They need to be signed and dated. And they also need to be stored securely, whether on paper or if you're using a digital system like SRM Genie. More and more sites now use digital loggers or tablets to carry out checks. If that's your site, treat those devices with the same care, check the entry before submitting, and make sure your login details stay private.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Our good records mean good traceability, being able to track every ingredient and every batch through the process. If a supplier reports an issue, your records tell you exactly which products are affected and which are safe. Without that traceability, the whole production run might have to be scrapped. That's time, money, and reputation all affected, and all preventable through accurate documentation. And whilst we're in production, if we spot an equipment fault, a product deviation, or a broken seal, report it immediately. Never try to repair or reset machinery unless we are trained and authorized to do so. The sooner an issue is raised, the smaller it stays. Training and authorization underpins every safe system. We only operate equipment or complete checks that we've been trained and signed off to do. If you're new or returning to work after a break, you should shadow somebody competent until you are confident and signed off. And keep an eye out for those refresher sessions. Rules and standards evolve quickly in food manufacturing, so make sure you keep up to date. We also need to make sure that we're learning from near misses. Sometimes you'll catch a mistake before it reaches a customer, and that's a near miss, and it is gold dust for improvement. Report it. Maybe a form didn't print or a probe calibration was overdue. Fixing those small process issues prevents bigger ones later. Sharing lessons keeps everyone sharper. So here are the key takeaways from today's episode. Follow SOPs exactly, don't take shortcuts. Know how your tasks link to your HACCP controls. Record checks clearly and on time. Keep your traceability tight, every batch, every ingredient. Report problems and near misses straight away. And only use equipment or systems that you've been trained for. Following procedures isn't red tape. It's what keeps our food products safe, keeps you safe, and keeps our businesses running smoothly. And that's all for this short episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time, we'll move on to product and process control, and we'll take a look at why temperature management is one of the most critical checks that we can do. So thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.